Hello?
Oh, hello, good afternoon. Oh, hello,
yep.
Sir. I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listing for HCTree. Is that you, by chance?
Are you talking about for, I don't really have any online presence. I don't have any online websites or anything. The only thing we've done is work with Home Advisor, but we haven't even started that yet because we're so busy. We don't really need any more referrals at the moment.
I mean, that's great for the business, right? I mean, let me tell you my name. Actually, sir, my name is Andre. I'm over here with Local Splash. We're a data service provider to Google, Yelp, and Facebook. And the reason why we're reaching out to you is we actually just wanted to speak with you about listing the business on the first page of Google for your keywords in the area. So we're actually, I mean, you're still located at Estill Springs, right?
Yes. And listen, and Andre, let me, and is it Andre or Andre?
Andre, yes.
Andre, listen. This business is owned by me and my son, Trey the third, and he is in. I've delegated this year. I started delegating him all of that stuff. Now I'm telling you, we don't have a social media presence. We don't want one. I mean, we don't need that. We don't really need that. But we do might need. He might need more to talk to you about what opportunities y'all can provide with a listing for keywords and key zip codes. I don't need referrals from all over Nashville and all this other stuff. We are very specific and local to what we do, and we're a niche business.
Mm-hmm.
And mentioning those things to you, Trey's here's your point, man, my son. And those are some of the parameters. When he comes to me and says, Dad, what do you think? I'm like, those are the parameters I'm going to be setting for him. I need specific keywords. Mm-hmm. I don't need, and it's a niche business. And I have a couple of keywords I need to send out right now for Google searches because there's a couple of insects that are starting to emerge this time of the summer here in our local, in our area,
uh-huh.
that are pests for us. And property owners. And so every year we have a quite a good extensive referral network on our own, the word of mouth
uh-huh.
and years of service. But you may speak to my son and see what his thoughts are. But with me, I'm gonna hang it up with it and tell, give you, you know, if you want to, you may call him
mm-hmm.
and I can give you his number.
And what's the best phone number of your son? And Trey, right? Is your son?
Yeah. Yeah, Harold the Third, Trey. Okay. And let's see here. And so I'm digging it up for you, brother. I don't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. All right, look here. 256-585-5682.
586-5862,
yeah,
right?
And I would, yep. 5682.
5682.
Got
it. Just to make sure I got it correctly here, let me repeat the number of Trey. 256-585. Oh, can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. It's 5682.
5682.
5682. Yes, sir.
And before that, it's...
585.
Got you. No worries. So this is the best phone number to contact Trey, right? So he's the one like handling the marketing stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah, I'll try to reach out to him. Is this like today or I mean right now? Is this the best time to like reach out to him?
Well, you know, we're really busy this time of day trying to work and to generate cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would say, I don't know how y'all's telemarketing works, but, you know, in this day and time, most every phone call, in fact, the only reason why mine was blocked as a spam, but I'm looking for a phone call from one of my vendors that comes up as spam. So I answered it. And I would say to you, after 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, is going to be your better opportunity. And if you have the way to send an SMS or SimTex message, is a preferable way to reach out. He answers that correspondence faster and better than when it comes up on our ID saying spam, don't answer, and all that. Because that's what it came up on my phone was when you called.
Got it. Because, I mean, the reason why I'm asking that, because I'm speaking with Harold, right? Is that correct? Did I hear it correctly?
Yes.
Got it. Because, Harold, I mean, this is an opportunity that we want to speak with you because we're calling around the area right now. And once you fill this position up, we're not going to be allowed to work with anyone else who does what you do. So that's the reason why we're calling you right now. This is for an exclusive listing. But, the best time to reach out to Trey is around 5:30 or, let's say, around before 5 p.m. But, I mean, is this something, and let's say Trey is interested in this, is this something that we could move forward today?
I don't know. How much does it cost?
I mean, that's a great question, and that depends on a couple of factors here. I mean, you mentioned that you just recently started, right? You just recently started the business?
No, we started in 2009.
Oh, 2009.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're
fully booked pretty much all the time anyway, so we're not like really hunting up a whole lot more business at the moment until we add more people. Mm-hmm. And in the current economic climate with all of the immigration issues going on, we're having difficulty filling positions. So, it's just everything's slowing down. So I'll just tell you that up front. But, yeah, speak to Trey. He understands the economy, the market, and what we're willing to afford. But I don't know, but we only have a couple of $1,000 a month for our marketing budget. It's a very, very most in the next next 4 months. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like something that we're full of cash to spend on right now, be up front. We're a very small mom and pop operation, and we have been for over a decade and a half. So, you know, but we're trying to make that jump, but we got to have a controlled growth. So speak to him, tell him what the opportunities are, what the realities of it are, and be upfront with him about the cost of it, and he'll make a fundamental. That's the best we can offer. And if they're pushing you to fill the slot, man, I'd say you'd be better off moving on to the next person.
Yeah, I mean, Harold, I'll be honest with you. I mean, the thousands of dollars, it's not going to cost you that much. I mean, that's what I can assure you on your marketing stuff. And again, I'll be more than happy to give you the pricing with Trey. So, yeah, we'll just reach out to Trey, and if this is something that we'd want, I will go from there, okay?
Yeah, there are a couple of specific keyword issues in arboriculture and general tree care and plant health care that we are wanting to associate with that's very specific, and we want no other words associated. You know what I mean? Because we're a very, very extremely niche company. Mm-hmm.
Got it. And just to me, just like... last question, by the way, just to make sure. Again, you're located in Estill Spring, but how far is like your coverage? I believe you mentioned that you're not going to go to like Nashville or anything like that. But how about like Shelbyville?
We have zip codes that we focus on. We have certain zip codes we focus on. So our range is these cities called Forest Hills, Oak Hill, Franklin, Thompson Station, Bellmead, and Brentwood, Tennessee. Those are all metro suburbs of Nashville.
Got you. Let me take note of that so that if we reach Trey, we'll get straight to the point, right?
Yeah, he'll know that you got some information from him. He'll know you got some information. Yeah, if I was a salesman, I'd be writing that stuff down. Anyway, because, you know, as principal owner, I make the final decision, but I've given him a lot of latitude on what we need to do to get a certain generated of revenue interest in a very specific matter. We're not doing general stuff. We're very niche. I'll repeat that again. And I promise you, there will be inquiries coming up about this very soon. The emergence of the bug, I just saw them first time today. So in the next month, it's going to be wide open trying to find people to help them with this problem. And not many people do it. We're one of the few in town that do it. One of the three companies in Hall of Nashville, 2 million people we got to cover. So, you know, I'd like for it to put that out there. And if you can get that out there, now I want to be able to shut this thing off, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a big question for him that you need to answer. Tell him when you can shut it off. Right? Like with Home Advisor, we can turn it on and off whenever we want.
Okay, perfect. So right now, I'm not going to take too much of your time, Harold, and it's really great about all of the details. And yeah, one of my pricing directors is going to reach out to Trey around 5:30, if that's okay with you guys. We're going to be sending you text message also, okay? And as I mentioned...
That would be good, yeah.
Got it. So yeah, so we have the green light to move on if it's okay with him, right? Just to make sure?
I don't want a bill for, if I'll work out some sort of, give him the facts and details so he and I can discuss it, okay?
Yeah.
And I'll make sure he's available at 5:00 to answer your phone call.
Appreciate that. And we'll send you a text also, Harold, just to be sure, okay? Really appreciate you, Harold. You have a wonderful day.
Thank
talk to you later, okay?
Yeah. You're very welcome. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.